Let's come back now to the United States, to rural America, where the populations of many towns are declining, which means the school populations in many towns are declining, which means some small towns have had to close their schools and bus kids long distances. But some remote communities have come up with a new idea to keep their schools open. They are recruiting new students, international students, to help fill the empty classrooms. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
35 kids are crowded around tables, talking and laughing. It looks like one of those big, overstuffed classrooms that we all complain about. But it turns out this isn't one class or even one grade. This is Newcomb, New York's entire high school and middle school combined.
You know, I'm the first to admit we're very underutilized. The only thing we are lacking in our building is students.
That's Skip Holtz, Newcomb's superintendent. His school sits in a remote valley in the Adirondacks. The mine here closed in the 1970s, and the town has been shrinking steadily ever since. The school district cut staff and merged whole grades. Then 4 years ago, with enrollment still dropping, Holtz thought, why not bring in students from overseas? He started advertising the school the way you might market a high-dollar American prep school.
When I saw Newcomen, I just didn't know if I would be able to have friends, real friends here.
Manon Vernet is a stylish-looking 18-year-old from Lille, France, a city with more than a million people. She says she wanted to learn English and live in America, and the price tag for studying in Newcomb was a bargain, just $7,000 a year, room and board included. But she had no idea just how small and remote this village would be.
I start to cry.
Were you lonely?
At first, yeah, but it's okay now. It's really different, but it's like a big family, so that's why I like to be here.
This year, there are 9 foreign students from as far away as Russia and Vietnam enrolled in Newcomb.
When they arrive, it's like culture shock.
Linda Montaigne is director of the program, working with the kids and with the host families who house them in exchange for a small stipend.
Because they think New York, and of course when they think New York, they think the city, and this is nothing like it.
Cell phones don't work here because of the mountains. For many of these kids, giving up texting and instant messaging with their friends back home is sort of like being stranded on a desert island. But Montaigne says they adapt fast, going to school dances, playing on the basketball and softball teams, learning to ski and snowshoe.
But by the time they leave, it's family, and there are many tears shed. Many of them have come back, and many intend to come back yet again.
So far, the program has boosted the high school's enrollment by 25%. It's also made Newcomb sort of cosmopolitan. Caitlin Yandon is 13 years old and has lived here her entire life. Before the foreign students arrived, she says this small town could be really claustrophobic.
There's a certain way that everything is right because it's such a small school and everyone's pretty much the same.
Not anymore. These days, in science classes like this one, you'll find local kids like Caitlin working side by side with students from Moscow and Paris. 17-year-old Ang Pham from Hanoi says studying here is a stepping stone to an American college and a good career.
I already prepared my application to send to Adelphi and Clarkson University.
The school helps with special tutors and college counseling, as well as English language training. When these foreign students move on, Newcomb Town Supervisor George Cannon says he hopes they'll be replaced by an even bigger class of international recruits.
To lose a school is to lose your identity as a town, and we would fight to hold that no matter what.
Newcomb plans to open a new dormitory next year. A public school in Millinocket, Maine, is working to develop a similar program, hoping to recruit students from China. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.